for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. Yeah, that's loud. Yeah. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. I still need some advice as to what to do with this tarantula.
Oh,
I captured.
Yeah, he's alive now.
He's really alive.
Oh, really? He's moving.
Yeah, he went from, like, hey, I'm going to save this tarantula to, why can't this tarantula die? Okay. Now I'm back on. I liked him better when he was in a coma.
Didn't we finally conclude last night in our usual nightcap conversation that it's your neighbor's tarantula?
No.
No?
No, we decided it was my neighbor's coyote.
Oh, that's right.
That's bothering me. But the tarantula, I don't know what to do with. So now I have the tarantula.
Take it to a pet store or something.
It's in a bucket.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's in a bucket in my garage.
Yeah.
And I think, like, well, I'm going to release the tarantula back into the wild.
What if it's one of those sort of Africanized?
Oh, tarantulas? Drew's so perfect. Here's what Drew says. I just want everyone to know. I'm just a little window into Drew's mind. We're driving home last night, and I'm saying, "Yeah, I got this tarantula. It's still in my garage. I'm not sure what to do with the tarantula." And he goes, "What's it look like?" And I said, "It's black. I usually see the brown, sort of red brown ones out here, but this one's black." And Drew goes, maybe it's one of those Africanized ones.
No,
you know?
I didn't mean because it was black.
No, I don't mean because it's black, but you're saying, like, the ones out here, they're not dangerous, but the black one, that could be an African one, and that could be highly venomous.
Right.
And so I said, okay, well, thanks a lot for that. And then the last thing he said before I got off the phone with him is, you remember what you said,
no.
Joe? I said, well, I'm going to go check. I'm going to go check
time.
On the tarantula. And he goes, watch out. Some of them are leaping tarantulas.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the thing was as harmless as a guinea pig a few minutes ago. Now it's venomous, and it may leap.
Leap at your neck.
It may pounce. Like, they just find me. Like, the neighbors find me. Just my feet hanging out of the garage door, and the door keep opening and closing on my shins. What happened?
A very special psychology that I have. It's called catastrophizing. Everything catastrophic.
That's good for you.
Yeah. No, it's not good for me.
It's bad for me.
Extra bad
for the people around you.
Extra bad for the person carrying that load.
It's super mega bad for those who talk to you, though.
Especially when you have no motor running.
Now I'm taking my, a very scientific trap. It's a 5-gallon paint bucket with a manila envelope over it that has a videotape in it that I didn't want to watch. I slowly open it up, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, please do not jump onto my jugular. I don't want to go this way. I'd like to go by, let's say, like a roach, a diamondback.
I could extend your life expectancy.
But, Drew, you do understand.
Years.
You hope it's not a leaping turn.
Yes,
that's the last thing you said to me before the phone cut off.
Well,
all right, so it evidently, if it is a leaping tarantula, it has amazing willpower because it has not yet leapt.
Good.
But it is moving around now. It's mobile, and it's going. And I don't know, I got this feeling like if I just go dump it, like, in the neighbor's yard or, like, down the hill or something, I'm going to spot it on my forehead in the middle of the night. Like, it's going to come back and get me.
Right.
You know what it's going to be? It's like in James Bond.
Right.
The villain said, all right, I'm going to go out and enjoy a drink. I know you're taken care of. And then he would get away and eventually take care of the villain.
Right.
I'm not going to make that same mistake with the tarantula.
Take it to a pet store.
Really? I mean, it's like, hey, aren't you the guy from the Man Show? Like, I got to deal with all that. Where'd you find that? And they're going to tell me to get lost.
Have your wife take it. Did she know you have it yet?
No.
Oh.
I didn't tell her about that.
Oh, imagine if she just pulls that lid off.
I was waiting for the scream to come from the garage today because I had to borrow her car because I had to pick something up. I told her to take my car to work, and she went in the garage. And I was
you probably asked yourself.
I knew it was hidden in the bucket, but I just didn't know if she was going to look to see. Thank God she's not very inquisitive,
God.
That one. But
did you just crap yourself? You're like, honey,
I didn't want to say anything
because
I figured there's only 10% chance she's going to pull that bucket out of the sink. But if she did, she would have been dead right now. It's like the horse. Remember the horse that had the heart attack in what the hell movie is that? Yeah, it, Drew, you know.
I can't remember the movie.
Animal House.
Yes, Animal House.
Yeah,
right.
That's what that's my wife would be like. And then I'd get, like, manslaughter. But, okay, so somebody needs to call tonight and tell me what kind of tarantula this is.
Yeah.
It's black. And what I need to feed it. And I'd like to, and I want to hear baloney. I don't want to hear crickets.
Right.
I don't want to go hunting.
Right.
I want someone to
something
say string cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to take a dollop of like sour cream and throw it in there. I know they're carnivores, right? They eat other bugs.
Some probably are. Some probably aren't.
They eat other bugs. But couldn't they eat
some vegetable or something? Sure.
No, no. I mean, I'm talking about like just a chunk of smoked ham or something.
Yeah.
Right, somebody tell me what tarantulas eat tonight, and what I should do with this thing. Lee.
Yes.
You're 19. What's up?
I've been dating this guy for about 4 years, and we've had sex several times, and he's performed oral on me and fingered me. Well, the thing is, I never have an orgasm.
No matter what he does.
Sex.
Say that again?
When we have sex, I never have an orgasm.
But you do via other means?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
you're doing all right. Yeah, you're 19.
That's sort of ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I put you in the winner category. That's fine.
Yeah, most women under about 22 will have difficulty orgasming. Most certainly will not have orgasm during intercourse. Most women, their whole life, orgasm with direct stimulation like oral sex, not during intercourse.
Well, gee, that's
does he give you oral sex?
Yes.
All right.
Do you have an orgasm?
Yes.
Oh, you're fine.
You're way ahead.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, don't listen. Don't believe your friends.
Well, no, your friends may just be wired differently.
Okay,
right. Just understand that not all women behave the same or react the same.
Have you ever owned a tarantula?
Actually, no. And I'm thinking, just feed it whatever.
Okay,
wait, shut the F up, Adam.
Drew, get that pad out.
Whatever. Let me get the word.
Whatever. All righty. I'll get them. And where can you get that whatever? Just in the deli section?
Oh, probably.
All right. I magically predict that no one will be any help tonight. But someone calling has had a tarantula.
You would think.
And again, I will not accept cricket as an answer. And by the way, crickets, they got to get like a new publicist because they become the catch-all food in the animal world.
Yeah.
Whatever snake you have, whatever lizard you have, a piranha, it doesn't matter. It's like, just get us some crickets.
Dead
get us some crickets.
Good night. Michelle. Hi.
What's up?
Thanks for having me on.
You're 25. What's the question?
I get pretty upset when I suspect that my husband's looking at other women, even if we're just in like a casual atmosphere.
Yeah. Has he ever cheated?
No.
Is he one of these guys that kind of...
likes pornography?
No, makes it obvious when he's looking?
No, he doesn't, actually.
Drew's wife puts a black sack over his head and then ties it off with a zip tie.
Yeah.
And when Drew goes out, it's like when they transport prisoners, like when Al-Qaeda is bringing a newsman into their camp.
Well, only when I misbehave.
That's how Drew gets transported. Rides in the back seat, puts his head down. And wife circles around the block, so he can't. Says no. You don't know where you live, do you, Dura?
What?
Of course
not.
All right.
Do you?
I don't know where you live now, Michelle.
Mm.
Is this realistic, or is he a bad guy?
He's not a bad guy. I know he loves me.
But you see, what we're asking.
I'm insecure.
All right, do you have a history of dating and being attracted to guys that are sort of untrustworthy?
Oh yeah.
All right. Mm. So. And were all the other guys before him guys that you felt similarly about when they looked around?
No, because I wasn't really...
All right. Actually the untrustworthy ones, and those are the ones you trust. And the one that is trustworthy, you got to make a little energy. You got to create
a little chaos. Did your dad cheat on your mom?
Oh, yeah. He left her for a stripper.
Yeah.
All right.
Who I love very much, but...
You love the stripper.
I mean, she's my stepmother, and I love her.
Really?
Regardless, yes.
It must be distracting having a... woman walking around in pasties and having the girls blaring in the background all the time.
She wasn't like that. She was little more feminine and soft, I guess, not like all hardcore and
okay.
Slutty.
All right. So, like, your dad screwed your mom over, and let me explain how women think. They very, very concrete fashions, which is if your dad cheated on your mom, you will then assume your husband is going to cheat on you.
And well, it's even more pernicious. It's you will be only attracted to guys who will behave like that. And if you're with the guy who doesn't behave like that, you'll create a bunch of chaos.
Right.
To sabotage the relationship.
But right. I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't know if what you're doing.
Well, then how about you deal with this and not make it so much of his problem?
Well, he's been good with me. I mean, I think most guys probably would have left by now.
All right.
Yeah, so you deal with it. Right. You deal with it. You're trying to push him away. You're trying
I'm
to get rid of him.
I don't, yeah, though.
Yeah, but you, even in spite of yourself, that's what you're trying to do.
Why am I guess I don't understand why I think that men are like that then.
Because it's how it's how your dad was, and it's what you're attracted to.
It's not what
listen,
I'm attracted to.
Listen, I'll go back and talk to that tarantula in the bucket.
Hey,
he understands
by the way,
more
dead
than you.
Rats. Dead rats.
Dead rats?
They're dead mice. They sell, for, like, pet stores sell, like, frozen mice.
For tarantulas?
Mm-hmm. I owned one. We lived in Arkansas. We, like, caught one.
they eat mice?
Yeah. Dead ones. I guess they probably could eat living ones, too, but they don't eat a whole lot, either.
Yeah. Well, I'm counting
they
on that.
They do eat crickets. They do eat crickets.
Hey, listen, everything eats crickets.
I saw him totally pounce on one. It was kind of cool.
So a tarantula pounce on a cricket?
Yeah, and he kind of, like, shoved it in his mouth or something. I don't know. He, like, it was kind of cool.
All right, but here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for stuff that's currently in my refrigerator or garage.
You don't have frozen mice?
Come on, you gotta have
them. No, but I ate the last one. It was a hot weekend. And you know what it is. You put that number 2 pencil up the mouse's ass, and you walk around licking it. Okay, frozen. Okay, so, Michelle, you think your husband is going to cheat because your dad cheated on your mom. Do you understand that?
Well, a lot of men,
all right, I'm done with her. She said, what is she got to argue?
She has to sabotage this relationship because this guy isn't bad enough, isn't
right.
abandoning enough.
Right.
She's got to push him away or turn him into something or get rid of it so she
right.
can get on with the guys that actually are untrustworthy.
Okay, which by the way, if that's the course that she's on in life,
you
I don't think we can redirect her. But
right.
one quick question for Michelle. Michelle, any kids?
No.
Okay, good. Good.
Enjoy.
Sabotage away.
No.
Yes, I command you to sabotage.
How can I change my thinking then?
Get some therapy.
Well, you can just stop.
And you can stop arguing with me.
You can just stop. This is the pop psychology way of doing it. It's like, you need to decide that it's time to live your life on your terms and decide not to be blah, blah, blah. You're like, listen, just stop. Just stop. I mean, if you can't stop, then there are treatments for this. You need to get treatment.
Okay. All right, so you try to stop, and if you can't stop, you get some therapy, all right?
All right. Okay.
All right?
I'll answer for her.
Thanks,
hey,
guys.
Michelle? Did she hang up?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, there we go.
All right, fine. All right, so you're going to do that, yes?
I'll do my best, yes, or I will get therapy.
Okay,
all right, there we go.
Good times.
All right.
All right, and again, I need more answers on what tarantulas might eat.
More need the dead mice and crickets. That's the perfect
I know.
Answer.
I know, but like again, I'll give you an option. I got yogurt. I got cheese.
Sour cream.
I don't think I have any sour cream. I made that up. I have chapstick, and I have some canned stuff. I have like a Dinty Moore stew.
Nice.
And I got booze.
Tuna.
Oh, I got plenty of booze.
Tuna.
I could open a can of tuna.
Ketchup.
I could give him something like a packet of, I got soy sauce, too, and I think it's low sodium, too, so that's even better. Lizzie.
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
Okay, well, my question is, I guess, well, I'm almost 22, and I just have a real problem with, like, getting, I guess, intimate with relationships. Like, I don't like to get close to guys at all, and I can meet a guy and they'll be like really cute and everything, so like they'll start calling me and I feel bad and I just don't call them back, and it's not that there's anything wrong with them, I just don't want to get close to anyone like that, and I was just wondering
have you ever had a boyfriend,
someone my age or
quiet down, have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah, I've had a boyfriend.
You've had long-term boyfriends?
It was like 6 months.
All right. How'd that end?
It ended, I mean, everything was fine. I just, I ended up breaking up with him just because I felt like we were just getting way too close.
Okay.
And I
once again, the closeness thing.
Okay.
Why the fear of closeness of other minds?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think? Give us a hint. What happened to you? Where has closeness been painful?
I don't know. I don't think I've had
Where's
anything.
Your dad? Where's your dad?
He left us. He walked out.
Nobody else can do this math but us, girl. Nobody?
Well,
your dad abandoned the family. Yeah?
He cheated on my mom and ended up leaving us.
All right. Could you think that maybe that was possibly one of the reasons why you're having trouble with intimacy?
I don't know. That's what I guess.
Okay. Well, hold on. I got to talk about this country for a second.
By the way, you're going to be governor soon.
Is there just zero emphasis put on the human condition in this country?
Right,
or is it a farm of tards when it comes to psychology?
It's less than zero. It's like that's just some sort of nonsense, witchcraft nonsense. How dare you?
Here's the thing. You inhabit a relatively confined space on this planet, and around you is millions and billions of other people. And your only goal in life is to figure out how to get along with those people and get what you want from them. And I don't mean, I'm not talking about manipulating them. I'm saying we want to have a good relationship. We want our wife to love us. We want our husband to love us. We want our significant partner to love us. We want our boss to love us.
Mm-hmm.
We want our kids to love us. We want everyone to love us. When we get pulled over, we want the cop to like us so much that he doesn't give us a ticket.
Right.
Everything in life has to do with other people. The way they perceive you, how you relate to them.
Yep.
How come in this country there is zero emphasis put on that?
Yeah,
just
zero.
It's a big fat zero. It's not even zero. You're right, Drew. It's a hole.
Yeah.
You're made fun of if this is an interest of yours.
That's right.
You're somehow considered weak.
Yeah.
What is that? Okay. I mean, really, there's more emphasis and much more emphasis on every other facet of self-improvement other than the most important facet, which will take care of everything.
I think it falls into two things. One is we hate the idea that there are rules that affect our behavior.
That govern everyone.
That govern your behavior and your choices.
Everyone's
you
universally.
Yeah.
Because we're not individuals.
We're not individuals because we're individuals and we're free and we're free to choose and all this stuff. And if we were talking about polar bears or chimpanzees or any other animal on the earth, any other mammal, no matter how evolved, we would have no problem saying, well, when the dolphin is treated this way, these are the behaviors we see later.
The tarantula eats the cricket. Okay.
With other humans, it becomes like sacrilegious for some reason.
I know. I just think, I don't know if it has to start getting worked into the educational system. I went through school. I was taking home ec. I was taking horticulture. I was a ceramics major, for Christ's sake. This stuff is never brought up in our society. God forbid the president ever bring it up. He's so busy faking being religious, he can never bring this up. You could never get a president elected. You know, Clinton getting his blowjobs and then meeting, consulting with his clergy and his religious leaders. Kiss my ass. It drives me insane. Is there any sanity on this planet, in this country? Other countries seem to have some interest in this, or at least more interest in this, excluding Mexico, of course. Come on, let's be honest, but this country, second only to Mexico on its interest in this, and I don't understand. I don't understand why your average 21-year-old that calls this show has zero intelligence
in this
department.
Let's get you elected to the governorship in California.
Please.
And we'll have something to talk
about. A chicken in every pot and a therapist on every sofa. Lizzie?
Yes.
Okay, sorry that you spawned that tirade. It wasn't all meant for you. But about 70% was. Okay, so your dad cheated. Your dad abandoned the family.
There you go.
Now you're having... Yep. You're having trouble with intimacy. This is why.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with other I have relationships with other people.
All right, then everything's fine. Then it's good. It's fine then. Okay.
Then you don't have a problem.
We stand corrected then. We didn't know. We thought there was a problem.
No, I mean,
all right, so we'll check back with you in what? A month or so?
Huh?
What's that? When should we check back with you again? Evidently, everything's fine this time.
I was wondering, is it normal for me to not want to be, not to want to have a boyfriend like that. Like,
it's normal if your dad cheated and abandoned your family.
Correct.
It's not normal if your dad didn't do this, but it's very easy to predict that he did, and this is what happened. So this is your reality. It's not normal. It's only normal for the polar bears whose dad screwed around on their moms and left their families.
Only
that's predictable.
Even if you don't feel like you're obsessing and thinking about these sorts of things, it leaves implicit imprints on who you are and how you relate to other people.
All right. So what are you gonna? What are we gonna do about it? Well, first you have to sort of accept this, right?
Okay.
All right. Do you not? Well, here's the other thing too. Well, I got to talk about her again. Chicks who got. Guys aren't as bad as chicks, let's face it. They're just thicker. But women who had guys screw them over when a guy, and meaning their dad, when a guy comes in and tries to tell them something, they get angry.
Right, because they...
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's just like the last coos we talked to.
Especially as you get her new those horrible feelings.
You're right. Okay. Lizzie.
Yes?
You got to deal with those issues of your dad abandoning your family.
Mm-hmm.
You will not get in a good, intimate relationship until you deal with those feelings.
Okay.
Do you need to know anything else?
No. Okay.
That's it.
There we go.
What would your fantasy answer be?
I don't know.
More legumes in your diet?
Less sugars, less meat, so you don't have any downer days.
Yeah, this is it. Your dad pulled the number on you by screwing around behind your mom's back and then abandoning you. Now you won't get close to anybody for fear they'll abandon you. So you sabotage. Okay?
All right, you make the thing happen that you fear the most.
That's right. Just like the last caller.
Okay.
So there he is.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know. What book should you read, Drew?
Like The Search for the Real Self or something.
The Search for the Real Self.
Something that might help you a bit.
Have you read What Do Tarantulas Eat?
We're going to find out.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, hold on. All right. And I want some real-world answers, too. Mark?
Yeah?
You own a tarantula?
Yes, I do.
What kind is it?
It's just a brown tarantula that my girlfriend got me.
Brown,
okay.
Brown.
It's brown.
They're all brown.
They're all brown. What about the black ones that Drew fears?
I don't know. It would be too dangerous for me, probably.
See?
Yeah, the black
jump. They
the
jump
black
your neck.
Leapers.
Yeah, I don't. Mine's not a leaper. Mine makes a whole bunch of webs. That's about it.
Oh, really?
Web forming?
I didn't know tarantulas made webs.
He's got like a little nest that he has of his own.
Okay. Do you pick him up?
No, I don't like playing with him too much. Girlfriend dug it more than I did, so it's
who?
The truth.
Well, it really sounds you're getting a lot out of this.
Yeah.
What's with the girlfriend?
I like the furry, cuddly things, but she liked the tarantula. She thought I would.
Who do you date, like Elvira?
No, I date psycho chicks. As you would say, my radar is off.
Okay. Well, what's your tarantula eat?
I feed him crickets with no legs or sometimes like mealworms. But they
mealworms, yeah. I got a whole Tupperware container full of mealworms in my refrigerator.
Stuff too.
What's that?
You can give them roaches, like any kind of bug. It's just you have to make sure you take the legs off them so they can't kill your tarantula.
What about in the wild? The cricket sheds its legs before the tarantula eats it?
No, but I mean, it's freaked out probably in your can. So it's not going to like know all of its skills right away or whatever.
I'm not worried about roach leg. Really, roach leg take out a tarantula? Or you mean it run around?
A wild cricket could take out a tarantula. That's the way, when you put your food in there, you have to make sure if it doesn't eat it, take it out within 24 hours. And they only eat like once a week.
What it's going to squeak the tarantula to death with its wings?
Well, it'll like scratch him up and I don't know. That's just what they told me.
So. All right. Wild tarantula. You take a tarantula and a wild cricket and put it in a cage. Your money's going on the cricket.
Well,
right?
They probably told me that. That way I didn't do that, and if I did get it killed, they...
No, that way you'd buy the legless crickets that they sell.
Buy their stuff, yeah.
And, what are those crickets veterans, or do they take the legs off?
They're just like wussy crickets. They just feed them a lot of food.
All right, hold on, okay. We've learned zero, as predicted.
Oh, tarantulas online.
We got a tarantula. Ann has brought in some tarantula information.
Black one with a cricket.
Is it a black one?
Yeah. Another black?
Yeah. Oh. It's scaring me now. It's not one of the leapers, is it?
Gray, brown, gray to dark brown.
Oh, what do they eat? What do they eat that's in my fridge? By the way, here's all our questions were answered, Drew. Guess what? They eat crickets. I need something that I can take out of my refrigerator and give to this tarantula, even if I have to chew it up myself like a mother bird and spit it into the tarantula. All right.
Ooh, does he hiss?
No.
Many produce a hissing sound.
He doesn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't be here right now.
Food and hunting. Nocturnal hunter.
Yeah.
Small insects.
Yeah, yeah.
Small spiders. Yeah. Some small lizards.
Small lizards, yeah.
Injecting venom and grasping their prey with its arms. Venom, you got that?
Yeah, yeah.
Grinds its victim into a ball and secretes digestive juices into it and sucks up the liquefied prey.
Yeah, that's like your wife.
That's
right?
You. That's you.
What she eats.
That could happen to you.
All right. No, what does it
you from that?
But is there anything I can feed the tarantula that's in the refrigerator?
Not that they say here.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I think we should get an answer to this before the week is through.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam, just getting his coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to sing.
Yeah, sing, bud.
My kids are. Where's that word?
No, Drew, you weren't ready. Go.
Nazam. Wazi. Wazoom zoom z.
Yeah. Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. Sorry I'm late. Our new engineer, Michelle, said 15 seconds, and that was about 8 seconds.
No, she said a minute and a half, then 4 seconds later said 15 seconds.
Yeah, what's up with that? You said a minute and a half when I went to go get my coffee, and 30 seconds later you said 15 seconds. Oh, the timer's off. All right. Just as long as I'm not going insane. I need to know what's in my refrigerator that a tarantula will eat before the night is over. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ginger Lynn, porn star, coming in tomorrow night. I'm going to ask her about dry anal rape. Explain that to me one day.
You finishing my book, Ann?
And producer Ann is reading Drew's book, which I hear is delightful.
Kathy Griffin read it, and she called me to tell me what she liked.
Really?
And she doesn't read books.
And she's a D-list celebrity.
Yeah. D/C.
CD. Yeah. CD. Andrew.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a girlfriend that just recently moved back to Kentucky. And I live in southern Illinois, and I'm 16, she's 15, and I was just wondering if my mom was right and we should break up until, you know, next year, but to me, that's stupid.
You're going to high school?
Yeah, I'll be a junior.
She's going where now?
She's
going to stay in Illinois and you're going to go to Kentucky?
She's in Kentucky.
Why does I find this confusing?
It's confusing because Andrew's either stoned or stupid. She's
moving away?
Yeah.
Andrew?
She lives with her mom. Her dad is here in Illinois.
Hold on a second. I think we're having difficulty with our phone line or something tonight, which is people aren't responding because I think they are responding. We can't hear them, and it's driving us insane.
Yeah.
Okay, she lives in Kentucky.
Her dad lives in Illinois. That's how he met her. She's going back to Kentucky where her mom lives.
Right. Oh, but bottom line is they're in high school.
And they live
She's 15.
A long way apart.
She's going to be in Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's in Illinois.
Yeah.
How far away is that, Drew?
It depends what part of Illinois. But be that as that's the reverse of the Abraham Lincoln migration. Be that as it may.
Migration. Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom's right. It's a bad idea to try to maintain a relationship in high school at that kind of distance. It never works.
Oh, she is coming down this weekend, or coming up this weekend to see me.
Weekend?
She's coming out this weekend, and then she's going back to Kentucky, right?
Yeah. Her mom said she can come up and see me. I mean, her parents are cool with us going out.
Yeah. Well, her parents are cool with, Drew, you'd be cool with your daughter going out with a guy who lived out of state, wouldn't you?
Very cool.
You'd never have to see him, right?
It'd be greater if he lived in a different country.
Yep, you're just leaving. Honey, don't forget your carry-on bag and your chastity belt. And you just send her on a plane, right?
No.
Hey, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. You're gonna get involved with her. She's going to come out this weekend. You're going to have a great time. Then the school year is going to start. She's going to go back to Kentucky, and you both are going to have horrible high school experiences because you weren't around your significant other.
Right.
True.
You need to let this break up. It's a natural course of things.
It's not going to work, though, if she's coming out this weekend, and we're not going to talk Andrew out of it. Yeah. So listen, Andrew.
Yeah.
Don't get her pregnant.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
About that tarantula?
Yeah.
I'd just experiment with it, see what you can do.
Okay, oh, Drew, hold on. Andrew, where's hold that on. Scratch
whoa,
pad?
Whoa.
Drew.
Oh, I got to record that. Put it on tape. Put it on wheel.
Yes, get that. Hold on now. Slow down. Slow down, Andrew. And, Drew, don't ever take the pen away because sometimes these pearls come flying
right.
out. I'm not
so
poised.
I'm sorry.
Andrew.
Yeah.
You're saying, see what I can do?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Got
all
it.
Right.
Got it.
What else do you know? Do you know about transmissions, literature?
Framing.
What else do you know?
Well, I did take auto mechanics last year, so.
You did. You did. Okay.
Yeah.
So I should see what I can do about the car, too?
Yeah, just see what you can do.
Yeah.
Okay. See what I can do. We had another one say, I can't remember what the other
whatever.
One was. Whatever. Whatever? We got whatever and see what I can do. All right. Let's talk to Betty. Betty?
Hey.
You're 21.
Yes.
There's nobody under 80 named Betty.
I know. I lied about my name.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Here's
all
an important
is well with
thing.
The universe.
Yeah. Don't pick a name like Beatrice or something. It's going to confuse us. If I hear a name that's meant for a corpse
Gertrude.
On a 21-year-old or Gertrude or Millicent... If I hear Millicent, Gertrude, or Beatrice, or Betty, is Betty short for Beatrice?
No.
No, should I just be Jessica?
That would be great.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Okay.
Or Brittany. Brittany would be good, too.
Brittany. Okay, I'm Brittany.
All right, Brittany, what's up?
My boyfriend and I just started having sex. It's my first time. And it's fine if we don't use a condom. If we use a condom, it hurts a lot and I bleed.
Yeah, no way. With the Betty, it would have been too disconcerting.
Right.
I couldn't have answered this call.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah.
With the condom, you never have any bleeding when you don't use a condom?
Right.
How many times have you used a condom?
4 or 5.
And how often do you guys have sex?
We've been dating for about 4 weeks now. We only see each other on the weekends, so.
So.
Okay, do we got to do the math on
everything?
We probably did it about 15 times, 10, 15 times.
So almost half of them have been with a condom.
Yeah.
It's possible you just bleed with sexual activity, and it's just coincidentally falling on the days when you've used the condom. Why did you use the? Why did you not use a condom? When you didn't use them, what were you thinking?
I hope I don't get pregnant.
And when you did use them, were you closer to your period, or was there any other time, anything about it that led you to use a condom?
We started right after I, finished my period. But, I mean, it's been... couple weeks now, so we tried it last weekend and I still bled.
Okay, well, let me ask some questions. Is there discomfort with the condom? You feel like you're not lubricating as well?
It hurts, yeah.
Okay. Could be that extra micron of width, which is a 30% increase in girth for me. Why don't you try using some lubricant with the condom?
Okay.
Okay,
sorry.
Mr. Corolla.
Sorry. Okay. What do you want me to go to there? Stretch your coos out? What's your plan? Either you got to use lubricant with the condom.
Okay.
Or you should just get on the pill. I mean, you guys are having a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Well, what about getting on some birth control?
I have to wait till I get back to school because my health insurance is through my university.
Okay.
I'm going to be back in August.
What is the pill? Isn't that $30 a month or something?
Roughly, yeah. Yeah, at most.
Can get yourself fired up? Can float a couple of months for that?
Yeah.
$30?
I could.
All right. Why don't you do that?
Okay.
I'll go to Planned Parenthood, get it for next to nothing. But
yeah.
Be that as it may, I still am not convinced the condom is doing anything here. The bleeding comes from the uterus. It's not from the vagina. It's not like she rubs herself till she bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
The bleeding comes from unstable lining, typically in the uterus, or some irritation of the mouth or the cervix. And it just doesn't make sense to me the condom would cause
the
that.
The cervix has a mouth?
Has a mouth.
So it's like I'm getting oral when I'm having sex?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Just the tip, dude.
Oh, man. Now I'm into it again. Yeah. Hey, I saw this commercial last night.
What's
your
mouth?
Drew, do I have to explain everything on this show, or do you want to do anything?
I'm showing Adam pictures of a uterus, and this is the cervix.
In a book. In an anatomy book.
That's right. And this canal here is the mouth.
How far is this area? Could I reach this with my penis?
You?
Oh, am I going this way?
No, this is where your penis goes in.
I'm going up the bottom hole?
Yeah.
And how far is this distance here? And why don't they make these things to scale?
This is just about to scale.
That is to scale? Seems
it's
a little small.
Yeah, it's a little small.
This is like when I'm getting like an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like 17-year-olds. How big
this
would that
be? This should be actually about 4 or 5 inches there.
So. Mm-hmm. All right. Might as well be in Canada.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we, Drew? Oh, so I saw a commercial last night for the new birth control patch.
Yeah.
And the commercial, it's kind of weird. It's
kickboxing?
Like, no. That's for the herpes medication.
That's right.
Usually, it's like, I understand, like burger commercials are made to make you hungry. you know what I mean? And food commercials make you hungry.
Yeah.
And the birth control commercial, I think, is made to make people horny. Because, have you seen the commercial? The patch is on the chick's pube line.
Right.
I mean, she's wearing, I'm showing it on me, so it's not as effective.
That's supposed to make me horny?
The patch is well below the belt line.
Yeah.
It is basically, let's say the coos, is it, well, let's see.
Straight up noon.
Okay, here's what it would be. The coos has to be actually the center of the hands of the clock.
Okay.
It's in the middle of the clock.
All right, okay.
This patch is over at about 2:30 and just about halfway up one of the arms.
Right.
I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I TiVo'd the thing. You know, I've watched it like 8 times. Like, I mean, that would have been Jack material when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And the chick, all she kept doing on the commercial, she's wearing these little bikini briefs. I mean, it's not even like sort of, you know, panty, you know, I'm on my period panties. I mean, string panties. She's facing the camera, and she keeps sliding the material down and showing this patch, which if she didn't groom, you'd catch some pube. It would be in the frame. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then she just kept showing it. Like, hey, here's it. Hey. And it's like, all right, now I'm horny. I got to buy one of those patches so I could have sex. Like, I'm not sure. Or, like, maybe I'll use it. Maybe I'll put the patch on my forehead and beat off. I'll look in the mirror. Pretend it's on your pube patch.
Right.
And did I have to put it down?
No.
It's like, does it need to be does it need to be so close to the cockpit?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it does not.
Does the black box need to be actually under the pilot's seat? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could have been on her arm, right?
Yeah.
She kept saying, put it anywhere. Put it here. Put it here. And then it was like, or here. Really, it was like, it was the kind of thing, though, like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not Squaresville or anything, but, like, if you were sitting watching TV and your kids were, like, sitting next to you, and it was like, here's this chick in her panties, and she's taking her panties down. Just give me a little look-see. You know, it was a move like, you know, you meet that chick who has, like, she has that little bird tattoo, and it's in a little naughty place, and she's like, and you're like, here you go. That's what it was. All right. So there's where the patch is, everybody.
You're right. What is the behavior that's supposed to induce?
Is it like we like going to turn chicks on?
Are you going to
want to go out and get birth control?
With the patch or with the commercial? Or do you need to run out and grab
like,
a woman
I like
and
to sniff.
Her?
I like to sniff the patch while I beat off.
I mean, it's not like going to get a hamburger.
That's my whole thing. Like, a lot of guys are into soiled panties.
Yeah.
I'm into soiled patches.
Old patches.
What I'll do is I'll cruise the sorority. I'll comb through the dumpster like a raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
I'll find some of those patches. Oh, it smells like estrogen. Yeah.
P&Ps.
Yeah.
Playboys and patches.
That's what I like. That's right. They call me patches. And then I make the mark of the devil. I make a pentagram on my chest out of those patches.
Oh, nice.
And then I beat off with a pair of soiled panties on my head.
Nice.
Okay. A little insights into me. Now, what do those tarantulas eat? Maybe I'll feed it a patch.
No, what can you feed them out of the refrigerator?
What can I feed it out of my refrigerator?
Or the pantry.
It just as long as it's in my kitchen.
Do they eat Doritos?
Okay, there's a question. All right, we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, let me say this.
Say it.
I would like some uniformity in microwave power.
Yes.
There's some places you go in, you put that burrito in for 45 seconds, it explodes at 12 seconds. And inside, it's molten.
Yeah.
And then there's times when trying to heat up just a cup of water, minute and a half, lukewarm.
Yeah.
What
do we got here?
We got slow.
Oh, they could not be as slow as the one at Westwood One. Westwood One had a thing that...
No. No, this one's slower.
Really?
This is slower. Yeah. And then there's a very tempting button that says turbo defrost on it. Like, I want to push the turbo defrost because, listen, is this the goddamn car from Knight Rider or is it a goddamn microwave?
Oh, my God.
Turbo defrost. Yeah, that's me. I'm the kind of guy who likes to defrost in the fast lane, Drew. Not like you pedestrian. This ain't your grandpa's defroster. A turbo defrost. I also will dabble in a stealth defrost every once in a while. All right. So, anyway. This microwave's no good, but you have no way of telling. So, you know, you pull it out at 30 seconds. I want some stand. When I'm in charge,
I'm
Drew.
When you're governor.
I'm running for governor of California. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a message to the fat cats in Washington, all right?
In Sacramento first.
It's not in Washington.
Sacramento. We're going to cut government.
When I say Washington, I mean Seattle, Washington.
Okay. You can send a message to them.
The fat cats.
I heard the governor complain today about what a disaster it's going to be if there are funds cut. And I thought to myself, no. That's happened a million times. People have cut funds, cuts downsides, and you know what? Businesses adjust. Governments adjust.
You know, I don't mind somebody doing a bad job. I've done many a bad job in my day. I work around people who do horrible jobs. All I want them to do is bow their head and leave when somebody tells them it's time to go.
You know what I heard?
Which politicians
don't do. They're going, oh, this is a terribly destabilizing thing. This is, you have no idea. It's like, hey, now I'm really pissed. Get out of here. Get out. Don't, it's destabilizing. It's a government of the people.
Here's how we destabilize it. We somebody elects you. You do a wretched job for a number of years. And then the people decide, we have to stop the bleeding at a certain point, so we're going to have to kick your ass out of office. And now this is a very dangerous precedent. Yeah. I think it's a very good one.
Of course it is.
It actually makes government like the real world, which is if you sign on at this radio station and you're going to be program director, general manager, sales go bottom out, people stop
money.
Listening, you spend after a couple of years of that, guess what? You're going to get a phone call, and you're going. There's not going to be any. You're not going to put it up to a vote. You're just gone. I'm fine with that. And here's the only part I mind. You arguing is the part I mind.
Yes, it makes them seem more culpable somehow.
We're deciding to toss you out because you've done such a horrible job. You should be ashamed. A quick apology, a little hanging of the head.
Describe how you can do better,
and then walk away in a very dejected way with your shoulders rolled over.
Or describe how you're going to do better. Don't talk about how good it's been.
No, I just want apology and leave.
How dangerous it is. How dangerous you people are for suggesting.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, that's it. Now I'm pissed.
This is going to be dangerous. Rachel?
Yeah.
You're 18?
I'm 18. My question for you guys, by the way, I love your show. I listen to it all the time. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. What do tarantulas eat?
Tarantulas?
Yeah.
Other bugs?
Other bugs.
There you go. Good.
I don't know. My question
for
you
guys. And frozen mice.
Mm-hmm.
Is it normal for a girl to actually like urinate during sex by accident? Even
it happens, and sometimes it's not even urine; it's female ejaculation.
Right, but if it smells like urine and you know that it is that's normal?
Tastes like urine.
It happens.
Burns your eyes like urine.
It's in the normal.
But
spectrum.
This is during your orgasm, right?
Yeah.
Or just
like a climax.
Or just
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's called female orgasmic incontinence, and it's okay.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
I mean,
so it's
normal for a percentage of society.
Does it happen every time?
No, actually, it doesn't. Not every time.
Okay.
Right. Your boyfriend okay with it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine with it. So.
Yeah, guys are okay when they produce something from a woman. They really are.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Paul. Paul?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah, what's up?
You and your girlfriend are virgins?
Yeah, we are.
What do tarantulas eat?
Good times?
Well, I don't really know what tarantulas eat. My friend had one a while back. He just kind of had it bugs and grass.
Bugs and grass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
what's
first
up?
I want to say, Drew and Adam, the Brohans, and I think you guys are champs. Well, first of all, okay. So yeah. Me and my girlfriend, you know, we've been going out for like a month or so. We're both really shy. I haven't really been with the opposite sex too much. Mm-hmm. And we've kissed. And, like, I spent the night at her house, but I never really know when to, like, slip the tongue, per se.
Ooh. You can go ahead and do that right away.
Yeah.
Just do that.
That's right.
Like, there's not, like, a special moment or anything?
No.
Special.
When you're both clearly into making out.
You're kissing, right?
Yeah, but it's always just been, like, you know, a goodbye kiss or something to that.
Yeah.
You don't make out.
Okay. Yeah, here's what you need to do. Don't force it. And don't think about it.
Okay.
It's sort of, let me tell you what your tongue is meant to do. Your tongue is meant to be forgotten about. If you think about your tongue, it will not function. If you're eating and you're thinking, where's my tongue?
You'll
bite it. If you're talking and you're thinking, where's my tongue? You're going to trip over your next word. If you're making out and you're thinking, where's my tongue? You'll screw that up,
but
too.
The tongue
has to be seen and not heard.
Okay, I'm with that. But Paul's problem is they're not making out. So you gotta go ahead and do that.
Just
all right.
Don't pull away. Next time you go to kiss her, keep your face
there.
Stay
in there. Stay in.
And don't go crazy with the tongue.
And embrace and stay in. Hang in.
It's not a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nor is it like you're not like a snake or anything. Not
yeah, don't push. Just push. Yeah. Less is more. Yeah. Okay. I'm really starting to like my tongue theory, which is don't think about it.
Yeah.
You really, nothing. No, don't even speak of it, Drew. Are you thinking tongue?
No. Okay. I'm not thinking about it.
All right. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Well, I went to one kitchen and used the microwave.
The turbo microwave.
Took 1 minute for a cup of water, and it came out room temperature. And then I went to the other kitchen, the K-Rock kitchen, put in there for 1 minute, and it's like the devil drank Sterno and peed into my mug. It is that hot.
Now, are you going to
start complaining? This is all I'm saying is when I'm in charge.
Yes, yes. But I'm just wondering if you're going to start complaining about this studio too, no?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
I'm working on it, okay, though. I'm putting a case together.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm running for governor of California. And when I'm in charge, there will be standardization.
Yeah.
Here's one. Another thing. All microwaves, same power. 1 minute means 1 minute. Mm. In every microwave. What a utopia.
Yeah.
Whether it's the 7-Eleven, whether it's your frat house, whether it's your mom's house. 1 minute in a cup of water. Same temperature. Exactly. And I'll have my team calibrate them, and there will be stiff penalties for those who are off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Another thing I standardized?
Yeah.
I put the shower controls all the same.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go to a hotel now and stand there for 45 minutes with a half a heart on, putting my hand in there, trying to figure out what is going on, because it's completely different than the one that's at my house, which is completely different than my last apartment, where no two were ever made the same.
Yes.
I will be one standard way. Well, I'll put my team on it. We'll agree on what the best way is.
And that'll be it.
All power buttons on remotes. All in the same place.
Again, consistent with your policy of smart people making good decisions for people.
That's right. Right. Uh-huh. You know, like you get used to your TV remote, get used to it, and then you grab someone else's, and you have to stare at it for 20 minutes, and they're like, it's in the middle.
Get rid of that.
My thumb can't stop going to the upper left. No, that will be standard. Uh-huh. Everything will be standardized. All right. And don't worry. It'll be for the best. And then I'm going to start putting saltpeter in the drinking water. It's my other thing. Cool down the population. Kelly?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up? You know what tarantulas eat?
Poisonous insects.
Poisonous insects only, huh?
That's all I know.
Interesting.
They don't eat. So crickets, poisonous insects?
Well, crickets we know.
I looked it up and it said poisonous insects.
But that might be a tarantula, but that's not what they eat, right?
That's what it said they eat.
They poisonous insects.
That's what it said.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I've married still legally, but I'm separated from my husband, and I've been seeing this other guy for the last probably 4 months.
What went wrong with your marriage?
We just got married too young, and we're just more friends than anything.
Kids?
No, but I just found out I'm pregnant yesterday with the guy that I'm with right now, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should have an abortion. I don't know if I should keep it. I don't know what to do. I'm scared.
Well, how in love are you with this new guy?
How in love am I with him?
Well, I've only been
with him for like 4 months now, so.
But hold on a second. You're 22.
Yeah.
22-year-old women, if they're with a guy for 4 months, they know if they're in love or not.
Yeah. Well, I care a lot about this person. I think I am.
All right, so you're not in love with this. I just got out of a marriage,
like, you know, and I just don't want to rush into anything because I always do that without thinking, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you wouldn't want to be pregnant or anything like that. You wouldn't rush into something like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do. Because I'm scared to take an abortion because I'm scared I'm going to be, like, messed up for the rest of my life. Like, I'm not going to want to have sex ever again, or I'm not going to want to do anything like that. So
why would having an abortion cause that?
Because I just think too much, I guess. I don't know. I'm just like, I can't do that. But then at the same time...
Well, hold on. But this, help me understand. Having an do you have a conscientious or are you sort of a philosophical problem with abortion?
I just don't really believe in them unless it's, I don't know. I don't know. That's
what
why.
Is it? What is it about an abortion that would cause, I'm not suggesting you have one, but I'm just curious what it was about the abortion make you suddenly not ever have sex again.
No, I just think I'll be scared that I'm going to get pregnant again and then I'm going to go through it all over again. And I don't want to keep doing that. Like, I'm not going to.
There's something called birth control.
I know.
Around about 40 years ago.
No, I know, but...
You see those patches?
Yeah. It's a crazy commercial.
They stick them actually over the vagina, so no one can get pregnant.
That's one of the ways they work. Yeah, they're very effective.
Well, I don't know. I just heard, I took this psychology class, and they said that it's a proven fact that people who have an abortion within the next year will get pregnant again because they feel guilty, and they just get pregnant again.
Yeah, but hold on a second. It's not a proven fact. It's an association.
A small statistical rise
or something.
Yeah, an observation that...
Does not mean you have to do that.
They speculate that maybe it has something to do with guilt. I will tell you that as someone that deals with this sort of thing, no, the reason you get pregnant the second time is the same as the reason you got pregnant the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like people who get thrown in jail have a much higher statistical chance of being thrown in jail again, not because they feel guilty because of this or anything like that. They're jack-offs.
Yeah.
People who get a lot of people that get pregnant are irresponsible, and they carry that irresponsibility into their next sexual encounter.
Yeah, it's true of most human behaviors. People get speeding tickets, get another speeding ticket.
Yeah, it's that way with everything.
Yeah.
Okay. What types of I was looking on the internet for, like, I don't remember the name of it, but it was, like, some pill that you can take. Is that safe?
They're safe abortion.
Is there any side effects or anything? Like,
yeah, there's all kinds of things that people sort of don't prepare you for, such as, you do feel kind of depressed. You do feel a sense of loss. Most women I speak to that have had abortion do have a sense of guilt and remorse over having done so.
How pregnant are you?
I just found out yesterday. I was like 5 days late, and according to the internet, I'm 4 weeks pregnant.
Okay. Stop cruising that internet. And if you are, go to some tarantula sites and don't give me that poisonous bug crap. Okay, listen.
What about marrying this guy, the new guy? Getting rid of your old husband, marrying the new guy?
Well, I'm in the process of getting divorced with my husband, but I'm not divorced yet, so I can't.
Okay, but you're not so crazy about the new guy, are you?
Yeah, I am.
You're really in love.
Well, I left my husband for him, so
it
means something. Like, I didn't just—it wasn't like a one-night stand thing.
I know, but you keep sort of saying, like, you keep giving these modifiers, like, are you in love? Well, I must be, or I wouldn't be with him. You know, that's not saying yes. I'm deeply in love.
I don't know.
Okay, so you're a little freaked out. Okay, go to Planned Parenthood or go to your doctor and talk about some options. Okay?
Okay.
Your abortion would be fine. We'll send you out a windbreaker and a can of smoked almonds, which a dear, dear listener has sent us.
Oh, is that where we got this?
Yeah, Michael Fuller sent this out from Corvallis, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
He said he sent us three cans of Blue Diamond smoked almonds.
I believe you were supposed to meet me in Corvallis one year.
I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. My flight got canceled, and everyone accused me of lying.
Yeah, it was great. There was 6,500 kids in a basketball stadium and me.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was you and my old jack-off manager. I went to LAX. The flight was canceled. I said, is there any other flight I can get on to go to Oregon? They said no, and I went home. And everyone's like, so you kind of bugged out on the Oregon thing, huh? And I was like, the flight was canceled. Yeah, yeah, you didn't want to go. And I was like, Alaskan Airlines said they had no flights going in Oregon. You didn't want to go, did you? And I tried to get on 8 flights. None of them went to Oregon. And by the way, it was about 2 hours before the gig when I got on the flight. Look, in the future, if you don't want to go. Yeah, this is what I do. I book gigs. I go to the goddamn airport packed. And then when the flight gets canceled, and then I force them to cancel the flight.
Michael Ford is inviting us to Oregon State, and I don't think he knew we were there. Well, we weren't. I was there.
I
was there.
Drew, never.
Maybe we should go back up
there. No one's ever forgotten this.
But wait,
with
maybe
you.
We should go back up there and
I'll go to Oregon.
Make good on the Oregon State appearance.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, but be prepared if you're with me and they cancel all flights to Oregon to be accused of not going.
No, listen.
Okay?
It was fine. I don't
standing
feel
at the airport with my bag. Yeah. Not getting paid, by the way, for a gig that ruined my whole weekend, even though I didn't end up going. Thank you.
Good
time. That's my strategy. I miss every gig. How dare everyone? Jack?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was wondering, I had two questions. They both run along the same line. The first one was, I have a scrotal piercing that my parents do not know about. And I was wondering if...
Same here.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
But I know about it.
What do tarantulas eat? Do you know that?
Depending on climate and where they live, insects. Just insects in their area.
Insects.
But anyway...
Hold on. You're saying in the vicinity of the tarantula?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Keep going. You have a scrotal piercing?
Yes. And I was wondering, I have an upcoming physical, and if I were to take the earring out or the ring I have in there out... Could the doctor mistake the scar tissue for a hernia?
No. Where is it just, it's just in the corner of the sac?
Yeah, the left side, yeah.
All right, look.
Left side. That would be to my right if I was blowing you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, good.
In most states, and I suspect Arizona is amongst them, you are entitled to confidential health care where your doctor cannot share any information with your parents unless you specifically instruct him or her.
Oh, yeah, because that was my second question.
What's your physical for? Are you going out for the goth team at school or something?
No, it's just my dad's really gung-ho about me having a physical for school just to make sure everything's up to date and what have you.
Well, he's full freaked out that you're depressed and you're putting... pins to your scrotum. That's what your dad's worried about.
Yeah.
That's why he sent you in.
He knows he's got a freak for a 15-year-old, and he's freaked out about it. Well, what's up with you? What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Why are you depressed?
I'm not depressed.
Something's up.
Well, I did it kind of just as a thing to show off.
All right. Yeah, as long as you're hot dogging it. Did it yourself?
Yeah.
You just put a pin through your scrotum?
Safety pin.
And it went in the skin and then out the other side?
Mm-hmm.
And then put the hoop in there?
Yeah.
All right. I hope a lap dog jumps up and gets its incisor or canine caught on that. And then you carry it around with, like, you have, like, a shih tzu between your legs swinging around from your scrotum. Take it out and go to your thing.
Okay.
And don't worry about it.
They will not mistake it for anything.
You couldn't. Listen, I could paint the American flag on your scrotum. He wouldn't know it. It's all wrinkled and full of hair. It's a mess. You're fine.
Okay.
All right, Jack. All right. Now listen, this kid's a mess.
Yeah.
Nobody can sit around and put a pin through their scrotum because they're showing off. And by the way, the guy lives in Tucson. He doesn't know any more about tarantulas?
Yeah.
Isn't Tucson, I mean, that's
tarantula,
like
tarantula capital.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think.
In this country, where are there more tarantulas?
New Mexico.
New Mexico? All right. Dana Point. I don't want to talk to this person. That's not tarantula country, Dana Point.
Okay.
Orange County.
No,
still good.
Salt
Corona.
Lake, maybe.
Salt Lake? Let's see. Sasha?
Yeah?
You're 14.
Yeah.
You ever see a tarantula?
Yeah, the mall. We have a door with a bunch of tarantulas in it.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have tarantula food out?
No, I just feed it whatever you had last night.
Whatever. Another whatever.
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 Yeah.
All right.
What was the other one? Try anything.
I got what? I got whatever. I got two whatevers, and I have other bugs. And I have poisonous bugs.
Yeah. Well, you're looking for whatever. Remember the guy said, "Just try whatever." You're looking for what's in your fridge. I don't think
I'm looking for what
in your fridge.
What's that?
I don't think you have bugs in your fridge, and you
right.
want whatever.
He's got the frozen
fridge.
Mice with the pencils right. up their ass, right?
All right. Hold on. Here's all I'm saying. An hour and 14 minutes ago, I announced to our vast listening audience that I needed help on what to feed my tarantula. And I said, I know I can feed him crickets and mealworms and all sorts of things like that. I don't want to go out and harvest mealworms or crickets. I want something that's in my refrigerator that I can feed to this tarantula. Yeah. So far, I've gotten whatever, mealworms and crickets. And bugs. And here's a controversial one, bugs in the vicinity of the tarantula. So meaning the tarantula would not have to cross, like, let's say, some sort of continental land bridge thousands of miles away and collect bugs. All right, Drew?
Got an email. It says, email or something you found on the web? She found on the web. Anne found on the web. Tarantulas eat different kinds of animals and insects. Some even eat themselves, but they don't eat humans, meat, or vegetables. But it could be maybe almonds.
I'll give him some of these smoked almonds. Sasha?
Yeah.
Okay. So your problem is you want to move out of your dad's house and live with your mom.
Mm-hmm. He lives up in Washington in Seattle, and I'm here visiting my mom in Salt Lake right now. My mom lives in Salt Lake. I'm visiting her right now, and my dad lives in Seattle.
Oh, you said she lives in Seattle. Yeah, that's what screwed us. Yeah. Okay, so you want to you're visiting your mom in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And you want to stay there.
Yeah.
Because dad's a pain?
Yeah, he has a really bad temper. And
has he ever hit you?
Huh?
Has he ever hit you?
Once.
How long ago?
A few months ago.
What happened?
I don't know. He, grabbed me and, threw me into the bathroom and, locked me in there or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really late in the night.
You were just watching TV?
Huh?
You were just watching TV?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a madman?
Yeah, he has a really bad temper. He can't really control it. He has a problem with that.
Does he drink?
No, actually, he doesn't drink anything. He's allergic to alcohol.
Pussy.
Allergic because he's an alcoholic?
Huh?
Allergic because he's an alcoholic?
What do you mean allergic?
No,
alcoholics will describe themselves as allergic to alcohol.
Well, my mom said he had a history with alcohol, but he doesn't drink at all right now.
There you go.
Oh, so he's not allergic to alcohol. He's out of control.
He's an alcoholic. Is he doing any other drugs right now?
No. He's a doctor, actually, so.
Mm-hmm.
So he may be doing other stuff. You may not know it.
No, he's a chiropractor, so.
No, that's no doctor. How dare you insult Dr. Drew by calling him a doctor? These are basically these guys are hippies with folding tables that they just work on screwed up people with. Let me tell you something, everyone. Uh-oh. With this chiropractor.
Here we go.
Nothing. Listen, save your money. Get a massage. Get a massage. All this adjustments and all this stored tension. Go get a massage and go get a schwitz and a massage. You'll be fine.
What's a schwitz?
What's a schwitz?
With the schwitz.
You're half Jew, aren't you?
It's like somebody spraying water on you.
The schwitz. You go sit in the steam bath. Oh, the schwitz.
Oh, my God.
Get a massage and a schwitz. A little eucalyptus smell
sure
in there.
You weren't like Menachem Begin in another life?
Listen, you have a schwitz. It's nice. Okay, so Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
You need a schwitz.
Okay.
Stay with your mom. Tell your mom about it. What's your mom say?
My mom says it's fine, but she needs the paperwork because, she's scared that he'll say that she kidnapped me or something like that.
Why don't you call Child Protective Services in Seattle?
Huh?
And why don't you call Child Social Services in Seattle, make a report about the violent behavior?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not
going to. Well, you may need to do that in order to get the...
Tell your mom to get off her ass and start making a plan. And what is her plan about her daughter living in Seattle while she lives in Salt Lake?
What do you mean?
Well, how long have you been in Seattle away from your mom?
Since September.
Seems suspect that your mom would let her 14-year-old just sort of move away.
She put up a big fight.
Yeah, but why did she move away from the vicinity? Why didn't she stay in your life by staying nearby?
All right. Okay. So, Drew, do what? What do tarantulas eat?
Line one.
Okay, but talk to your mom. Yeah. I mean, you're 14.
We're worried that mom may not be as responsible as our caller thinks she is because mom fought to keep custody of the child, but as soon as she lost it, just left the state. It's like, what's up with mom?
I know it's sort of commonplace on this show and in this society, but a mother, like most mothers, you'd have to tie them up and drag them away from their kids. Mm-hmm. And if something happened that they were divorced or whatever, they would want to move up the street and live in a condo. Right. They would not leave the state. It would not be an option. So somebody who's able to do that may love their daughter, but I wonder if there's not a part of them that's missing.
Yeah.
And a little part in the brain that's missing. And so when you're talking about staying with them.
Married a-hole dad.
A-hole is like a, it's sort of a asshole sea captain. It's like a combination. Captain A-hole. Mm-hmm. Okay, Does it talk to your mom about it? But if she's not going to get into this, you're going to have to go back. Okay. All right. Now let's find out what tarantulas eat that's in my fridge. This person works at a pet stop.
You got
pet
it. Store. Grace?
Grace?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey. I think that you have a question about tarantulas.
Yeah, I want to know what to feed it.
Well,
keep in mind, I don't want to go to a pet store.
Well, obviously. What are you feeding it now?
Nothing.
Air. What kind of tarantula it is?
According to Drew, it's a black leaping one. It's a venomous leaping tarantula.
He found it out in front of his house. He thinks it's an escaped pet.
Really?
It's black.
It's all black, and how many inches is it around?
Well, it's sort of slender. It's not big in the body part.
Okay.
The thorax or whatever the main tarantula
but
torso
it's about
is.
3.5 inches across, right?
It's 3.5-4 inches across, but it's sort of sleek. It's a waif tarantula.
Right.
It looks good in jeans.
So you think like it got loose from somebody?
Yeah.
I have never seen a tarantula where I live.
Okay.
And we've never seen one this color in California.
And my hypothesis is it could have gotten loose from one of my whack job neighbors and somehow found its way to the foot of my steps. I've never seen one crawling around where I live, and I've hiked around and done all that stuff.
Right. Okay, well, it sounds like it's not this leaping spider that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's something called a blackbird-eating tarantula.
Mm-hmm.
And those are common pets. We sell them at the pet store that I work at.
You do? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And something you can feed it. I know you don't want to feed it crickets, but there's something you probably get online called canned crickets.
No. You're missing my whole
crickets
point.
Crickets in the can. You must have those in your refrigerator.
You can keep them in your fridge.
I am not going online. I'm not going to the pet store. I want something I can feed that's in my fridge or pantry. Tuna, Dinty Moore stew, garbanzos.
Doritos.
I don't have Doritos. Smoked almonds have now added to my arsenal. Golden raisins.
Do you have any beef in your fridge at all?
I could probably summon some up. Yeah, I'd probably find some like in the freezer or something.
Okay.
Is that good?
I ate tacos. I got some ground turkey.
Oh, okay.
Do they like taco seasoning?
Nothing with seasoning on it. You could.
Is that part of their diet?
No.
You kill it with that? I almost got killed tonight.
What would the seasoning do to it? How often do tarantulas need to eat?
You can feed them like twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can get away with that maybe once a week.
How about nunce a week?
Usually every other day is good.
Is beef okay?
Yeah, you could try like ground beef.
So they would eat meat.
Well, I'm not going to guarantee anything because, like, you know, it
they're carnivores.
It sucks out its prey's digested insides.
It liquefies them and then eats its juices, right?
Yeah. What it does, the venom that it injects has this digestive juice in it. You know how we digest in our stomach inside? Well, they don't have a stomach like ours, so they have to digest their food outside of their body.
The Discovery Channel?
And then they suck the liquid out of you.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a straw. Like
so they couldn't really much do that with, like, cooked beef.
Not really. That's what I'm saying. You got to get a mouse or, like, crickets or something.
A frozen mouse with a pencil. I think that's the way to do it.
All right.
You could buy frozen mice. But the problem with that is tarantulas usually go for the moving stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So unless it's used to eating the frozen.
This one will have been around Corolla long enough that it will be satisfactorily lazy.
Yeah.
It will.
I already got it hooked on TiVo.
Yeah.
It likes Spice Channel. That's why I thought it might go for the taco season.
Hey, it's your kind of spider.
All right, Grace. God bless you. Living in Alaska?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's nice. There's a lot of nature. And you know how you live in big cities and you drive and all of a sudden you're in the next city?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for us, it's like you drive, you go through wilderness, you drive another couple hours, and then you're in the next city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you're lucky, but Grace, you can take planes to get to the next city.
Grace, I bet you're looking for a little less nature and a little more nurture, aren't you, baby? You're getting lonely up there, aren't you?
Well, there's not much to do.
Right,
but I do
know.
Like the nature.
Okay, you got to lose a couple pounds and move back to civilization, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks for the advice. Alaska's just a fat farm for chicks. It's where we send our fat chicks. They are
actually,
they're banished to Alaska.
It wasn't like that.
Really? That's my impression of it. When I'm in charge... Drew, as governor of California, can I start making policy for Alaska?
Yes, your governorship.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line, just enjoying some of those wonderful smoked almonds. Mmm. Do yourselves a favor, everyone. Get some of them smoked almonds. Mmm. It's like eating nutty meat. I know that Tarantula would like one of those smoked almonds, Drew.
I know he's going to get one tonight.
Mmm. Yeah. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. I had a question.
All
right. A lot of times, like, after having sex or doing anything sexual, I get really bad guilt trips.
Hmm. With the same girlfriend or with different people, or?
Nah, I've only had, like, one relationship for about 5 years.
Are you religious?
A little, but it's not, like, I'm not deeply religious.
What do you think about it? What are you guilty in relation to? What do you feel bad about?
I don't know. I feel kind of like I'm using her or I'm doing something wrong. I don't know. Like,
how long have you been having sex with her?
About 3 years.
And how old is she?
17.
So you started having sex with her when she was 14.
Yeah.
Hmm. I could see that be a little funny feeling.
Yeah, like, except for he's 15.
Yeah, still though, I might feel a little...
He's been doing it for 3 years. He should be over it by now.
Have you been feeling guilty all along? Have you gotten more guilty?
I just felt same, like, guilty just all along. I haven't gotten worse or anything. It's just, I don't know, I just haven't. It's really messing with me. Like, I get scared sometimes just because I don't know what to do.
Well, wait a minute. But not so scared that you stop having sex, right?
No.
I mean, look.
I don't stop. But
well, it's all time first. Drew actually whacked the mic with his glasses just now, which I've never seen him do. Usually, the coffee mug is his weapon of choice.
Well, it's off the table now.
Yeah.
The mic, so.
It's interesting, Drew. You have to get more creative because you have to really bring that arm up high. So you have to be like a knight toasting in order to get to that mic with your mug. Hmm. But the glasses will work. Okay, so you have sex with her frequently?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, maybe the... Drew, this could be bogus.
No, seriously, it's not.
How frequently?
You've been having sex with her for 3 years solid, and you're guilty now more than you were before. You're not a very religious guy. Of course, you're not going to stop having sex with her. Are you guilty because she says we're getting married one day, and you just go, yeah, okay, hold still?
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know, like, after we have sex, I just feel like I shouldn't have done anything. I was making a total mistake doing anything. And it's just, you know, I can't be around her. I just...
Well, okay. Do you feel guilty because you're insincere, that you know that she loves you more than you love her?
I feel... okay. I feel kind of like having sex with her is, like, I'm just... I feel like she loves me and that me doing stuff is just not enough, you know? It's just...
But do you feel like you love her as much as she loves you?
Uh, No, no.
No, you're not that into her.
I'm really into her, but I'm just scared that things aren't, you know, going to work out. And if...
Okay, wait. Okay, this is one of... Okay, let me just say this. Two scenarios. One is he... starting to fall out of love with her, and the more out of love he falls, the more the guilt level raises in him.
Yeah.
That's one scenario.
Yeah.
As she gets deeper, he gets further out,
yeah.
Number one. Number two, he's just one of these miserable people who can't really enjoy anything, and even frequent sex as a teenager, he's going to put a spin on it where he cannot enjoy.
Well,
you know,
get
those people,
yeah,
who can't enjoy,
yeah,
everything?
Yeah,
anything?
Yeah,
you're,
yeah,
one of them? You can't do that?
Anhedonia. Like Woody Allen can't enjoy anything about himself that he enjoys.
Yeah, so,
would never want to be a member of a club that would have him as a member. But more than that, even, Michael seems to idealize her so much. It's like bigger than life. So maybe he wasn't raised around his mom.
Michael?
Yes?
Where's your mom?
My mom at home.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
Do you find that you can enjoy other things?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do?
In life.
You like sports? You like school?
Yeah, I love school. I love, you know.
Do you have a team that you root for and that kind of thing?
No football team, no anything, but, you know, school's great.
You have no professional team that you root for?
Nah.
How did I know he did? Why did I ask that, Drew? You gay? Fagala?
I've experimented, but I'm, no.
Uh-oh. Now we're on to something. You've experimented? When did you experiment?
When?
Yeah.
Last year, just a couple of times.
You screwed around on your girlfriend then?
She was all right with it. She was fine.
Okay.
Into girls, so.
I think you're the guilt you
she's
feel.
She's into girls too.
She's into girls.
Did you feel guilty when you were with the guys?
Huh?
Did you feel guilty when you were with the guys?
No, not at all.
No guilt?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Felt, it's liberating, isn't it?
That's
man knows what a man likes.
You're taking the words right from me, but we were first together.
Yeah, that was magical. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Maybe you're bisexual. Maybe there's feelings here. There's something going on. I mean, look, you don't just experiment with guys at 17 after having a girlfriend. You're possibly gay, and maybe that's where all this ambivalence is coming.
And were you sexually abused or something?
What?
Were you sexually abused?
Like, really young, but it doesn't bother me anymore.
All right. Maybe he should break up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, if he's confused about his sexual orientation, he's trying to have a girlfriend, even in spite of being miserable having sex with her, he clings to that relationship, goes ahead and has sex with guys, but that's okay. No big deal. Feel okay about that. He's got a trauma history. He probably shouldn't be in a relationship right now.
All right. Look, if you experimented with guys a few months earlier, pipe up with that at minute 10 of the call, please. Alex?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been with my boyfriend for about 6 months,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not really ready to have sex with him because he's 23 and I'm 16.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he has forced it upon me twice, and I want to know if it's rape, even though we're together.
Yes.
It is?
Have you ever heard of date rape?
Everything is rape, ladies.
Well,
everything.
He forced her to have sex. She was clear she didn't want to have it.
Yeah.
How did he force you?
Well, he pinned me down and just did it, and I said no, and, I mean, it hurt, because I've never had sex before.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I criticize a little of my wife's cooking, and she goes, ape-ass. Really? Your boyfriend gets to rape you, and you're cool with it?
I'm not cool with it, no. I mean...
You're still with him, right?
Yeah, he's kind
of... Why are you with him?
I don't know, really. He's kind of controlling, and I'm kind of afraid...
He's a prick. Where's your dad?
First of all, he's 23, you're 16.
He's a criminal prick.
Yeah, right, he's a criminal.
Where's your dad?
He left. I live with my brother.
No. Where's
your brother?
Mom? Where's your mom?
My mom,
a junkie?
Died.
Your mom died?
Yes.
What happened?
She got in a car accident 2 years ago.
Oh, boy.
After your dad had taken off, or your dad just took off?
After that, my dad took off.
Oh, my God. That's why you're sticking
out. Wait, your parents were together?
Yeah.
Then your mother died in a car crash, and your dad said, I'm out of here?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you said dad left before your mom died.
No, he left after she died.
No, she said after.
He left the kids? How old's your brother?
He's 19.
Oh, my God.
Where did they leave you, by the way? In the house?
Yeah, they just up and left, and my brother had to get a job and try to pay the bills.
Your dad should be put in jail.
What would your dad say? Like, how would your dad describe this? Like, if I asked him what he did, would he say he took a job out of town? Or what would his version of this story be? Because it
By leaving, like, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there seems to be something missing here.
I really don't know. They had a really messed up relationship, and they had got divorced and got back together and got remarried. So after she died, it was just, I guess, really hard for him. And
Where are you both his kids?
Yes.
Where is your dad now?
Last time I talked to him was about 2 years ago.
I thought your mom died 6 months ago or two years ago.
2 years ago. That was,
You talked to him, last time you talked to him was like when your dad split?
About a month after she died.
And that's when he split.
Yeah, and he was somewhere in Northern California. So
when you talked to him?
Yes, he called on his cell phone out of nowhere and wanted to know how we were doing, and we haven't talked to him ever since. So.
How did that conversation go?
You make sure and water the plants, all right?
Yeah, he was just really, I don't really know. He was asking how I was doing and if I was still in school and talked to my brother, and that was it.
Oh, this guy should be thrown in jail for life.
Yeah. Northern California, I would think Florida would beckon an asshole like that. He's got to be going to Northern California by way of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, listen. This guy, this 23-year-old, criminal, and an a-hole. Can you please not be attracted to a-holes? Hey, you've not learned a lesson with your horrible dad?
I
wish
I
you has.
I know.
Okay, look, Alex, I'm going to tell you stuff you'll never use, you'll never understand, you'll never absorb.
Please
I'm
try.
Say it anyway.
Try.
Okay. Well, everyone else who's listening can do it. You, because your dad's such a colossal prick, will forever be attracted to abusive a-holes.
Colossal prick.
You have no choice in the matter, except for I'm telling you, and now you know.
Well, she'll always be attracted, but she has a choice about what she does with those attractions.
Can you take the first step in getting control of your life by dumping this guy?
Okay.
There we go.
There you go.
Okay.
That's the first step. You will build. That is strength. This is a foundation. This is a bedrock of strength you're building this on.
Okay.
You've laid the footings and the grade beams.
The caissons.
And the caissons. True, caissons. Yes, for your foundation of strength. And then we'll put our treated lumber on top of our mud sill, spread our J-bolts out every other bay, and that's when we go with the pair of lambs or the glue lamb beams, floor joists. We'll figure that out. But the point is you've laid the foundation.
Yeah, it's broken through.
Only if you dump this guy. Here's the thing, everybody. When you make these sort of moves of weakness, you go deeper. You never stay the same.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Drew. There's something about life. You're either moving forward, or you're falling behind, or you're just not moving either direction. But you're rarely going sideways unless you're moving in a sort of side-to-side lateral movement, in which case there's some sideways movement.
But those
are the only options.
So profound.
If you're not moving forward, people, then you're moving backwards unless you're standing still or moving sideways. That's going to be my bumper sticker.
Nice.
When I'm campaigning.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to get with the campaign.
A vote for Corolla will not be a move laterally.
It will be a message to the fat cats.
Up in Washington. So here's the point. You will get stronger when you make strong decisions. You'll get strength from that.
Yep.
So it's like going to the gym. You dump this guy, that'll be the first move to recovery. And you get some therapy and stuff, too. I mean, your a-hole dad is a mess.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We'll be back.
Poor thing.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ginger Lynn is going to be in. Porn star veteran Ginger Lynn in here tomorrow night. I think I saw like the E! True Hollywood story about her. Very interesting. We'll talk to her. She's a delight. I talked to her about triennial rape once on a set. I was talking to There's this porn star from the 70s and like early 80s, and I think the guy's name was Jamie Gillis. And this guy, what I couldn't figure out why it was. This is back when there was like three guys doing porn, like John Leslie, Jamie Gillis, and Ron Jeremy.
Wow.
And you didn't have to have a big dork. You didn't have to be in great shape. You just had to get there first. So it's like radio a lot, you know? Just get in there, start interning, and run that station soon. And same with this guy. This guy was an unattractive guy with a small penis and a bad physique, and he was angry. He was always angry. He was always like, but it was funny. He abused his women like a sloth would. Like, he'd be like, and start pushing him a little bit. Like, he didn't hit him or slap him on the ass, and it's like, he started like pulling out their head. It was like slow motion rape. And so I said to her, I saw her in something we were working on for the man show, and I was like, Jamie Gillis always seemed like a prick. Did you hate working with him? Because it always seemed like he was in a bad mood. It seemed kind of abusive. And she was like, you know, people get defensive, especially people that have been abused.
Right.
I'm like, oh, no, Jamie, you know. I mean, Jamie did his own thing, you know. I mean, Jamie was, you know, a little bit different. But, I mean, one time he tried dry anal rape on me. Other than that, he was a solid guy. You know, I mean, she matter-of-factly mentioned that, I guess, by the way, when you do porn, it's like your coworker attempts some dry anal rape on you. She said it like... You know what she said it like?
Didn't open the door for her or something.
No, it was more like, I had a Yoplait in the fridge, the kitchen, and I'm pretty sure he ate it. I never copped to it. And I was like, yeah, it's like the kitchen over here at the radio station. You just went in and ate someone's yogurt. Right. That's basically what dry anal rape was. God bless her. She's a delight. So she's coming in tomorrow night. We'll talk to her about that. All right, where were we here, Drew?
Line one.
All right. Marie?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've never had an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having sex since I was 15.
All right. Why are you doing that, then?
I don't know. I don't think... I mean, I might have had one. I don't know.
No, you haven't had one.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, Adam asked why you're having sex, then, if there's no orgasm.
I don't know.
Is this, do you have a boyfriend right now?
Yeah, I'm seeing a guy. Kind of not really dating, not really boyfriend.
And you're just having sex with him?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a real successful close relationship?
Yes.
And nothing, were you having sex with that guy?
Excuse me?
Were you having sex with that guy?
Yeah.
And nothing?
Nope.
And you've tried masturbating?
Yes.
Why are you just kind of on a maintenance plan with a guy right now when you're not into maintenance?
I don't know.
All right. That's honest. Okay. So here's the deal. Some women don't have orgasms. They just don't. And a lot of 21-year-olds just don't have an orgasm. But some don't have it. And I don't know why I'm thinking about this for Marie, because they won't give it up. It's too emotional.
Yeah, they're too close.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever feel like if you gave him that in a certain way, you've been giving him your heart, and it would be too much, too intimate? Why? Why does that make sense to you?
Well, because I don't want to give the guy. I don't want to give it all to him and then have him break my heart.
And where has that happened to you before?
In one of my past relationships, that has happened.
And. A very, very first relationship?
Yeah.
And ever since then, all relationships are suspect?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you need to get over that.
I'm just afraid.
Yeah,
you need to get over that. You need some. What made you, it's almost like you got a post-traumatic stress reaction to the departure of your first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have some serious losses growing up?
No, I've never had anyone die or anything like that in my family.
Hmm. You love your dad?
Yeah, I mean, I went through a stage kind of in my teenage years where I didn't know if I really loved my dad or not.
Why?
I don't know, because we weren't really close. We would never, like, hang out again or do anything together, and we never spent time together. He was always working and out.
All right, but he wasn't abusive. He didn't abandon the family?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. All right, we'll get over it then.
Okay.
I just think you're... I got the feeling for Marie she didn't want to give it up. And that doesn't mean she has them easily, but there's a feeling of like she's withholding a
that
little bit.
And you're continuing to allow a relationship that happened when you were 15 or 16 mm-hmm. to affect your life as an adult. Come on.
Let me tell you something about my dad. My dad... my dad came over to my house yesterday.
Oh.
I was working. We have this sort of father and son thing where I work on my house and my dad stands there and watches me.
Wow.
Like, it'll never be like one of those Budweiser commercials where the dad straps on the bags and digs in or anything. Because my dad's incompetent, completely incompetent.
He just watches.
Not good at
him.
Anything. Yeah, but he's now at the point where he can tolerate me doing stuff in front of him.
Wow.
I don't mean that in a bad way, but... My dad is a retard. He's a pussy retard.
Not a bad way.
I love him.
The best possible sense of pussy retard.
He cannot do anything. He's physically incapable of fixing anything or doing anything. He has no idea what anything is. And let me just illustrate how little he knows about building. I was in a... I'm going to kill myself. I had a bottle jack, just a regular jack, and I was underneath... my house, a hole that I cut in the floor because I had to jack up a sill that was sagging. It was a disaster. My knuckles were busting. I'm kneeling on the floor. The jack is underneath the house, sitting on the cement footing that goes around the house. I'm trying to jack up. Now I got the sawzall. I'm tearing out stuff and everything. I jack the thing up, and now that it's jacked up where I want it to be, I got to put a little 2x4 block under there. The house is filled with stacks of 8-foot 2x4s, a big circular saw, a big chop saw right in the middle of everything. So I put the tape down there. I look at Drew. You got to punch the mic, by the way.
I had to right there.
I do. Put the tape down there. Pull my measurement. All right. 11 5/8. Pop up. Start walking to the saw. And my dad says, can you get that block? And I said, yeah, sure. What do you mean? Do they come in that size? We think I'm going to order a block that's 11 5/8. He's like, well, where do you get it? I'm like, Dad, I cut it on this thing called a saw. It's like, oh, yeah. Hey, want to know if I was going to order a block? Really? How little can you know? And you're in an environment with nothing, big old chop saws and big things and framing everywhere. I'm like... Dad, you see the window, the frame, kitchen? What do you think? I didn't order all those little pieces of wood? Oh, my God.
Oh.
All right. We'll be back. Oh, well, that's the show, everybody.
Day 2 in the new studio.
Yeah. Smooth those bugs right on out.
Kind
of. Speaking of bugs, never found out what I could feed my new pet tarantula. Ground beef?
Frozen mice on a stick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Porn star Ginger Lynn's going to be in here. And I guarantee a good show tomorrow night.
Good.
I rarely do that. But yeah. As your new governor of California, I guarantee an entertaining show. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.